You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Well, I'm in a car with other people.
You're listening to MZ. MZ.
This is MZ Now.
All right, we have Fabiolo.
What?
Fabulosis in studio.
Fabulosis.
Which I love the smell of the cleaning product. It's great.
Fabiola.
Yeah. Yes. That's how I talk to you. When we talk about you guys off air, we always say Fabulosis. So that helps me remember who you are.
I've been calling her Murphy's Carpet Cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah, Combat is what Jaime calls it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's here for a reason. We have two heavy-set gentlemen in the studio.
Three now.
Yeah,
I forgot Dell's here. Yeah.
It's taking me a few years to add this on.
Yeah.
He might be the lightest one of us all, though.
Yeah, but they're the two most heaviest in this room.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think it's you and Dell.
Jaime is the biggest one in this room, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So for a couple of years now, these guys keep talking about how they're going to lose weight and they're going to, you know, do all this stuff.
Because that's easier than doing it.
Right.
I've been going off and on. I don't know about you.
Well, when we had
that sad, I can't just stay straight.
When we had her here for Torchgiving, by the way, she is the reigning champion of Torchgiving as of now.
Hello.
Yeah. You going to come back this year? Are you going to come back this year?
I think if we have her back this year, she's going to be a judge. I don't think we're going to have her
all right.
Twerk. She's twerked 2 years in a row.
Yeah, because she's got to pass away her crown.
Now
she's
like Katy Perry on American Idol. She just kind of tells you what to do what she likes about your style and technique and that whole thing.
It's like crying.
Right. And then she's going to wear something really short and fall over, and they're going to have to bleep it out like Katy Perry did on American Idol.
Oh, my gosh.
But she's here because the furniture in this room I have to pay for if it breaks. And I've finally decided that, you know, that's a liability I'm not willing to accept anymore. And you guys need to lose weight.
And you don't got no insurance.
And I don't have any insurance. So if you fall, it's on your own. So anyway. No, like I went out to eat with Eric last week. Okay. And, you know, I'm trying to watch my figure because I have a wedding to be in next month. And
what did I do?
We go to the most unhealthiest restaurant in this hotel, right?
Heart Attack Burgers?
It's pretty much. But it was a really nice place.
I don't even know the name of the place.
I don't either.
I think it was some sports bar. Owner's something like that.
Owner's Box. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's a good place. It was a really nice looking place.
Was that at the Omni?
Yes. Oh, you're at the Omni. Yeah.
Downtown?
We're bougie like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the building that lights up.
It was really nice.
I got some money.
And we walk in there and, you know, we look at the menu and everything's like fried, you know, chicken fingers or whatever, fried pizza, okra. Whatever. And I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm watching my calories. I'm working out, that kind of thing.
Eating salmon.
And I asked for a turkey burger, which is the healthiest thing on that menu. And somebody's having an issue here at the studio. Spider's here working on something, and he can't figure out how to work something. So he's texting me, and I'm handling this issue as we're ordering, right? Everything's resolved. I look up, and this lady's handing us a plate of fries with cheese and bacon all over it.
Loaded fries.
Perfect.
Oh.
Delicious, right?
I know. Sounds great.
Who ordered that?
I look up, I'm like, I don't remember ordering this. I don't remember Eric ordering this. I thought he just ordered it just for him, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
No, he ordered it as an appetizer for the table. And then he ordered a burger on top of that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Who ate it all?
I ate most of the bacon.
Exactly. Yeah, we both had some, and then I just took like some pieces, and I couldn't finish all of it.
Every time I go out with Eric, Eric's like, I got to watch my figure. And then he orders something.
Yeah, I watch it during the week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Just a cheat day?
And on the weekends, it's a cheat day.
And then Jaime, on the other end, though, he does the same thing. We'll go out to eat. He's like, I got, you know, I'm a diabetic part two and blah, blah, blah. I got to do all this stuff.
That's even worse than me.
Right. And he goes out, he orders like this. He goes, yo, give me a, he's like, I got to watch what I eat.
Some gravy.
Give me some gravy on top of them biscuits. Can you add some ham on that?
Can I get the bacon and the sausage?
And, yeah, that's exactly what he'll ask for.
Then I'll be going into the coma when I leave there, right?
Like, right.
Oh, I got sick one time. Remember?
Yeah.
Like,
he ate a ton of bread.
But it was like sweet bread and
like banana bread.
It was like all kinds of stuff.
Bread accessory.
And I know I should never even order that. I said, man, I went into a coma, man.
He didn't feel good. He went home.
Took some damn pills and went to sleep.
But to my defense, that day, Michael, I didn't eat breakfast. We woke up really early.
That's true, yes.
And that was a huge lunch, and I didn't eat after that. That's all I had for the day.
That's all you need for the week. You had 1,500 calories. Or 15,000.
In my defense, you know that I work late.
Right. And you eat late.
Yeah, and then you wake up and you eat again.
So I wake up and I go get some breakfast. Then I come to work and I'll be in here all day without eating. Then when I go home, I'll stop somewhere and get something to eat, which is bad.
That's bad, right?
I'm supposed to eat maybe 5 times a day or something, but light meals. Mm-hmm. But I don't do it. I just got
You eat two meals worth of food late night.
No, I eat one meal at night, one big ass meal in the morning. Two meals, damn.
And you don't drink and stuff, so that's good. At least you're
not. I drink a lot. This is water. What are we drinking over here, Mr. Eric Starr?
Don't worry about it. What about what you're drinking?
So anyway, when she was here back when we were doing Thanksgiving, I had mentioned that these guys needed some guidance and that no one, they don't listen to anybody. We've had tons of people in here trying to help them out.
Yeah.
But I know that she will whip them into shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, we'd started late in the year. We didn't have, we didn't start right in January. Yeah. So now that we got things going, I invited her here so we can finally get this thing started before the end of 2018.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, go ahead. Sure.
Okay. Well, whenever she left, I was really motivated whenever she was here.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In November.
After, yes, okay. And then a week later, I was talking to my friend about it. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should reach out to Fab and maybe I can like go work out with her because she works out the same gym that I work out at.
That's
like,
right by your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, she's put on there, no more personal training. sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
I just can't do it no more. I'm doing, you know, personal things that she wants to do with her, which is fine.
Right. She's living her best life.
Well, there that goes.
Yeah.
And I'm all like, so I wanted to get
out with me.
Well, I was going to. I was like, maybe, you know, like maybe I should still reach out to her. But I was like, well, I don't want to put her in that situation, you know?
Right. It's awkward.
Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to just figure it out on my own.
And then he has it and he just ate more. So what he's saying is his.
He got depressed when
I got depressed when I saw that and I blame it on you.
And he's stress ate.
Well, thanks for making somebody fat.
Right.
I took it out on the buffet. Damn it, Fabiola. Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
No.
She said no.
I was already like, because they didn't pay me that much.
Yeah.
You know, we're there. I'm not there hourly. I'm there by client.
By commission.
So that
yeah.
shows how much, you know,
yeah.
if they buy a package, I just get whatever. Every time they go, I get a, you know,
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I should still reach out to her. Maybe do like a personal, like a personal deal with her.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll get a better cut.
And that's what I did.
Okay.
I did.
Well, no, you should have
said
that.
Both now. Now I'm doing that. But what I like to do is somebody that sticks with me, I want to have something to show for what I do. Like not just on myself. Because people's like, oh, well, you do it yourself. Okay, well, I've done it to like helped other people lose weight. I can help you lose 20 pounds in a month. Like simple. And you just have to come 30 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Eating,
30 minutes a day with me.
Eating what?
Eating right. Yeah. Chicken. Chicken, rice, veggies, fish.
Yeah.
Veggies and rice, ground beef, sweet potato on
what
the side.
What about handfuls of Crisco?
Or M&M's.
That's right out?
That's the worst.
Because I've been deep frying that.
Have you seen how it looks when it dries up? Like, that's what it looks like inside of you.
Like Hyman?
No,
I'm not that white.
You. Yeah, it's white really lard. Stuff like that that I look at and I'm just like, I can't do that. I can't put that in my body. But I do eat burgers. Like, I love burgers. That'll be my cheat. Like, I'm not supposed to eat a lot of bread because a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
Now, when do you do your cheats? Do you do them on the weekends? Do you, like, a couple meals during the week? Like, when do you?
Like, twice a week.
Okay.
Twice a week. And it's, like, once during the week and then once on the weekend.
Okay.
And if I do eat bad, like yesterday, they had tostadas. I'll have one tostada.
Yeah.
Like, I won't overdo it. Like.
Right. You want to cheat, but you want to be within reason.
And it's lightly. And you can do that, which is something that's called the keto diet. I don't know if you've heard of
that.
The keto diet.
That works.
That's nothing but keto, right?
Oh, the keto.
Yeah, keto.
Oh, I was doing the taquito diet, and I wondered why.
You just a box of taquitos.
That would be awesome.
I've been on the taquito diet for 6 months now.
I was doing that for like 2 weeks, and I lost 10 pounds, so 5 pounds.
Yes, and it works.
Now, what is the keto diet?
But meat?
Huh? No, it depends. It's like a percentage, so you have a high healthy fat intake. And then a medium-sized protein, and then a very low-carb intake.
Like you still, you can
but
still
healthy
get
carbs.
And stuff
how do you
like
figure
like,
what's available to eat?
Yeah,
you have to look it up.
Yeah,
you said taquitos. Or you can, what does taquitos got? It's got meat, which
is protein,
meat and but the tortilla is bad for you. What is that?
Yeah, but carbs. If you don't get your carbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you fried.
You can eat all that every day and you lose some weight.
So you want it
small
eat,
portions?
Yeah, like
one taquito is small.
Two.
Less than 30 grams of carbs for the day, I believe it is.
Is that per meal or not?
No, for the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's all you ate just for the whole day?
No, carbs. You can eat healthy fats, you can eat protein, but the carbs that you have, you can't eat more than 30 grams for the day. But it also depends
on your... He's talking chips, everything that you eat. You're gonna have to cut out everything in your diet.
Rocket loss is like carbs. Like, everything's got carbs.
It does. But you have to keep it under a certain amount. Like, if you're going to eat bread, eat one bread.
But how are you going to know how many carbs is in one slice of bread?
Look at the package.
You look at the package, and they'll tell you, I like to stay from 8% and below of carbs. So I look at stuff.
That's per one slice.
Per whatever I eat.
Wow. But But it's also
they're way more knowledgeable.
That's where it
than
gets
me.
That's what gets difficult to me. I can't do all the counting and stuff. I can't.
You
but
need
it's
to
the 2 seconds, like.
Yeah,
but you can get an app on your phone and it tells you. You know, yeah. you put
like
it in there.
Yeah, like MyFitnessPal. Like you can log what you eat. Yeah, and that's what. It has mm-hmm. been working pretty well.
Hey. So I'm eating.
What blows mine out of the water is the 10 shots I take every night before
right.
I go to bed. It's like,
yeah.
There it goes. Blew it up.
He's only
alcohol, 300. Alcohol, well, beer got carbs, but I don't think liquor does.
Vodka. Mm-hmm.
A lot less, but there's other issues that come along with hard liquor as opposed to like beer.
I can't drink regardless. I'm type 2 diabetes.
Beer is like one of the worst things you can have. Just period.
But I did notice like that's where most of your carbs come in from when you don't even know is what you're actually drinking and not really what you're eating. Like, I saw, like, I was going to have an orange juice, like a little, like, Tropicana orange juice. It's like 30 or 40 grams of, like, carbs. And I'm like, what?
If you look at that.
But what are you drinking right here? What is this?
Don't worry about that. It's the weekend.
It's
the weekend.
It's literally just Crisco in a cup.
So Eric walked in with a giant Route 66, whatever Sonic.
No, 44.
Route 44. It's huge.
And we all know there's only one reason you ever
but
buy the 44,
healthy,
and that's to mix it with other
it
stuff.
It has healthy carbs in there. It has strawberries.
Oh, that's
all right. Along with all that sugar.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We're going to do more of this. We're going to do a weigh-in.
Strawberry Fanta.
We did a weigh-in probably a year ago, and I have those weights here in front of me. We'll do another weigh-in right now. We'll see if you've gained or lost or stayed the same.
I'm sure
She's going to whip you into shape. All today. You're going to lose 20 pounds.
The S&M diet.
By the end of this
I
show.
Like this. I can get behind it.
Quick workout in.
Right.
Are we going away? What's some calories?
That costs extra.
Who?
I'll pay for it. If it comes
Dale, you want to join in on this? I know
I'll
you weren't part
of it. Sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
But Dale's probably going to be the lightest of all of us.
Do what?
You're going to be the lightest.
Probably.
He is the lightest out of all of us.
All right.
Well, and I was even down 15 pounds like a year ago, so I'm back up again.
Yeah.
So I got to start losing again.
All right, we're right back.
MZ Now. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ Live, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ Live, did the number 5.
Hello.
Hello, is Mike there?
Who?
Mike Jones.
You got the wrong number.
Hello.
Is Mike there?
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
It's a jail, Mike.
Mike Jones.
Who, Michael?
Mike Jones.
I don't know who you're looking for.
Mike Jones.
I can't understand you. Is who there?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Huh?
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Wrong number. This is not Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
This is losing on Craigslist, man. I don't know why.
Mike Jones.
We're reporting live from Lower Greenville, Dallas, Texas, you guys. My name is Brandon Walker-Roby. I'm f***ing out this bitch. Hoes, you f*** with me or not, all right?
This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Lavelle Crawford, and you're listening to Michael Lavelle.
Online at mznow.tv.
All right, I want to talk about how we first met Fab. Okay. So this was, I'm going to take you back 2 years ago. And we were doing our second annual Twerksgiving, I guess almost 3 years ago now, right?
I think so.
And the first year was a disaster because nobody showed. One thing we found out is people that volunteer to do twerking contests, some of them are not reliable. I didn't know that until after that. They fall off the very end. Which you wouldn't expect. You would think people that volunteer to do a twerking contest.
It's not for free. They're going to win $1,000. Come on now.
Well, most of them are strippers that volunteer, right? When they see an ad and they say yes. And then strippers aren't the most reliable people, right?
Because it is.
In a number of different ways.
It happens at 4 o'clock, so they're probably asleep at that time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They're just waking up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in order to avoid the first year disaster, we decided we were going to go out to strip clubs.
Mm-hmm. Recruit.
Recruit. And I'm not a fan of strip clubs. Eric is gay, and we had Sarah, who
I never went to a straight strip club.
Okay. In our studio, we are located in Strip Club Valley.
Yes.
So we are there's literally one on every corner.
Yes.
So we went to the closest one, which is right down the street by the gas station, and we had to pay like, I don't know, $50 to get in. And I literally told the girl, I'm like, we're not here to do anything. We're here to just see if anyone's interested in a contest.
Did you get a lap dance with that?
No, that's just the entry fee.
Oh, my God.
And that's for all three people, though. I paid for everybody.
Head, right? Yeah, $20 a head.
Right.
So they still hooked you up.
A head.
I know.
Did they?
Yeah, $20 a person. $50.
You said head. I'm like,
no, it was $60. If it's $20 a person, I paid $60. I don't remember. It's 3 years ago. I was just making up a number, but I know it was expensive.
Yeah, it was.
So we walk in, and of course, there's nobody there. This is like, 7 o'clock in an afternoon on like a Thursday or whatever. And we're looking around, and there's no one. And I don't know. I don't want to approach these people because I don't want them to think that I'm wanting anything from them.
Yeah. That's why you brought me, and then I was nervous.
Right. And then Sarah would just
awkward.
He's
nervous because he's gay. He don't know. He's all
y'all looked
stuff
lost. They were just sitting there like.
We were. So we go up to the bar, and she was at the bar bartending.
Yeah.
And so we talked to her. She's like, do you guys want to drink? No, thank you. We're good. Do you know of anyone that would be interested in a contest we're doing this weekend? The prize is $150 or whatever it is, and we're just looking for people to twerk. It's a joke. The whole thing with Twerksgiving is a joke, right? The fact that we're doing twerking on the radio is so funny to me because no one can see it.
Right.
That's what's funny, and so that's why we continue to do it. And it's called Twerksgiving. Right.
Huh?
The only people that actually see the twerking are the judges. I can't even see the twerking from in here. So it's just a joke, right? But we do have a real prize, and it's just something fun. It's a bit. So we were explaining that to her, and she's like, well, I twerk. And I'm like, oh, you do? Okay, cool. Well, if you want to come in, you know, more power to you. So she shows up. There was a lot of tension between the judges because Eric wanted Fab, and Jaime didn't like Fab.
What?
It comes out.
It was about twerking. It wasn't about making a clap and dropping it like it's hot.
Right. She were looking at technique.
I was looking for twerking that number ass.
Right.
And what was that black girl's name?
Exactly, right?
What was her name?
She shouldn't have won.
Milo.
That could have been a real name.
Milo just shook that ass. Right. Like wow.
Right.
If you would have done it, then but just did all the extra stuff.
There was also some confusion.
I know Eric was mad.
I was mad. There was some confusion. That's why. There was a misunderstanding.
But then again, who else was voting that day? Was it Bobby?
Bobby, and you had your niece or something.
Yeah, my niece.
Yeah. So my niece
brought that up to, she said, hey, twerking is just shaking that ass, not dropping it in the clap and all that good stuff.
Yeah, but then.
It went on for like 15 minutes, this whole discussion, because we had to extend our break. We couldn't come back and do the results because we didn't have the results yet.
And the joke was on y'all because she was going to come here the next, she thought there's two rounds.
Right.
So she was going to come here the next round.
Which was my fault because I didn't explain it correctly.
Let us have it. She was going to rip off her jeans, sorry.
There's a child here.
Underwear, and then
it's
just
my
do the splits
child.
Everything.
You can cuss. It's
on your face, Jaime.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
I had the last laugh.
So
then I might have gave her my vote.
But she impressed everyone with her personality
and very much.
Right. Everyone friended her on
Facebook. She killed it the second time she came in.
And Instagram and all that stuff. So we followed her life, right? For a year, and then we had a Twerksgiving last year.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's called stalking.
Your name comes up here quite frequently, and it's not about Twerksgiving. We talk about you and your relationship with your husband. First off, we've never seen you by yourself. Your husband.
Where's your husband
always,
now?
Yeah, he's always with you.
Watching the kids.
He's in the car.
That's why I was a little late. He's watching the kids.
He's outside.
My mom's going to watch them, and my nap ran too late, so I'm like, stay here. I
got to
go.
But
you should have brought him. Carrot's going to have somebody to play with.
We talk about your relationship because we see on Instagram, he's always there. You guys are very supportive. You're like newlyweds, and you've known each other for how long?
Since I was 15.
Since you were 15.
Yes.
And you're 17 now.
And y'all work.
You don't look at day. You don't look at day over 76. And I mean,
right. Now you met in high school, I guess.
Yes, he was a senior. I was a freshman.
I hope they did, and not in like juvie or
took me to prom
in a dark alley.
He took you to prom.
7-Eleven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We dated for a few months. He graduated. We dated a little bit past the summer, and then we just went our own ways.
Yeah. So you guys separated.
Yes.
And then you came back when?
And then I was in a 7-year relationship. He was in a 5-year relationship. And 8 years later, we just hooked up again and had a baby. And the rest is history.
And how long
hooked
up?
It's over with. You have babies, practically over with.
8 years later.
Shut it down. No more life.
It's like we came into each other's life. I was ready to leave my past behind.
Right. Meaning your ex.
I was ready for a family. Yes.
Yeah.
And,
that's good.
And yes, so we just got together, went in a baby right away.
Yeah. And you guys, like, literally, they're always together. If you follow her, He's always there, and it's great. Like, it's a great, like, for me,
they
I couldn't
have.
They look great.
They look great.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
It might be babysitting.
Every time your husband.
Is it babysitting?
Every time your husband.
Babysitting that ass.
No, just have a lot in common.
Every time your husband's in here, every gay and girl are looking at your husband like, oh my gosh, I wish he was single. He's so good looking.
Yeah.
Every gay guy.
Every gay. The one that wants to work out with you every day. Over there. Mike, Mark, whatever your
He's
name
like, look, Aaron. If you're busy, I can easily work out with your husband. I don't know what's the problem here.
Make sure you bring your husband along.
Yeah. But they're he's good looking. Too bad he's married or whatever. You know.
And
that's
no,
a,
I'm just, I guess, not your like a normal woman that's so like jealous and
right.
stuff. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I'll probably be checking somebody out before he does. I'll be right. like, look, pointing her out, you know? Right. Like, yeah. And that's, I think
what?
That's why we get along.
Right.
Because I'm not, like, yeah. I know he's not going to leave me.
Right.
He's just looking.
Right. Yeah. He's window shopping.
Yeah. One of the best. Yeah. One of the best things you can do in a relationship and the healthiest things you can do is like both of you agree together other people are attractive. I always like when we see that, and there'll be like a hot girl walking by me, and Kat will be like, damn, no, that's a hot look. Look at that. Yeah. Like we're totally in sync on
right.
that. Yeah.
Well, and I admire your relationship because I couldn't have a relationship like that. If I had somebody around me all the time.
That works out?
No. I'm just talking about just somebody
he
around
somebody,
me all the time.
He had somebody that worked out. What's her name? The other girl?
Nah, we're not talking about all that.
We're not even talking about
most
her.
People I date are more athletic than me. But
it works out because he works nights. His shifts,
okay.
he works nights.
But still, just having that person around. Like, I can't stand these people all the time. I see them once a week.
Yeah,
right? that's
too
much.
Yeah.
But it's so cool to see that. So I say all that to say this: a year after we met her, her life completely changed. Mm-hmm. Right? She was no longer in the nightlife business. She became a personal trainer. She became a hairstylist, and then started doing competitions like fitness competition stuff. It was a totally different person. Mm-hmm. Right? What happened to that? Like what happened with the transformation? We kind of briefly touched on it during Twixtgiving, but I want to hear the whole story. Like what clicked in your life, you're like, I've got to do something different.
I've got to start doing things right.
Well, it was already there. No, it was already there. I had this big personal like trauma that happened in my life when my daughter was 5 months, and that right there like put me like into church and
right.
stuff like that because my life was going downhill. And back in the day is like, oh, let me just go, you know, so I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but let me just go get high and, you know, get drunk.
Yeah.
I got used to making fast money that mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to go back to that. So I kind of just went to bartending. So going to bartending, I already had hired a coach. I went to that new gym in Arlington and I started working out.
Fitness Connection?
Yes, Fitness Connection.
I wish they got one in Oak Cliff.
I love it there.
I wish they had one near us.
They just built one in Oak Cliff.
I wouldn't look at it, but it's not like the real
thing. Yeah,
no.
I like how this it's not Fred Berlin. Yeah.
I like how you're making a big deal about, I wish they had one here, this and that.
I
but
didn't
you would
say that. Yeah. He said that.
But
I didn't say that.
You're just making that as an excuse. You're still not going to go.
I did not say that.
There could be 15 different
she
gyms here.
You would love it, though.
No, I had a Fitness Connection.
What, they got food there?
Well, yeah.
No.
They serve burgers.
Buffet Connections.
They got a sauna.
And mingle.
It's right across the street from a Gold Corral. You would love it.
I think there is one by
that. No, the new one is damn near down the street.
Yeah, I would love it. There's a lot of hot girls and clothes
they wear.
That's
not for me. That's for me.
That'll make you want to.
Vice versa for you. The other way around for you, but I'm saying like.
I don't want to go to no gym at Eric's.
Yeah, Eric, I don't know if you know, but the queers are allowed in buildings now. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's totally fine.
The only reason why I go to Europa is to look at the chicks there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I go.
So that's the only reason
I
go online.
I like walking around in the different booths. I'm like, dang. Like,
yeah.
Europa, what is that?
What sample do you have?
It's all like fitness girls. They all look fantastic.
Yeah. They're all like giving samples
where's
out.
This at?
Like,
where, yeah, where's
at Europa.
This at?
That's where I did my first show.
It's in June. We can all go.
It's Father's Day weekend. It's a 2-day
is
show.
Is it a gym or something?
No.
Oh,
it's
a show.
No, it's a show at the Dallas Convention Center.
Yeah, it's a Comic-Con, essentially, but for fitness people.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yes. And you walk out with a bag full of like a year worth of
candy bars.
Yeah. Last time I went there, I went with a bodybuilder.
How much it cost going there?
Like $20 or something.
Yeah, 20 to 40, depending, 20 to 30, depending if you get the like weekend pass.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So strip club rates.
Oh, we should do that then. We should go over there.
But you get to be there all day.
And it's so great. There's so many. There's so much eye candy there.
So
all
right, much to do.
Is that bring your own beer? Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they sell it.
And they're going to know right away. They're going to know right away when they look at us. They're like, these people aren't here for fitness and stuff.
Sure
they're just here to browse.
Do you want me to go ask people questions?
Sure.
But do you know Fabiola?
But yeah. You don't know how easy it is for y'all men to like get in shape. Like, so easy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's easier for men.
You know, I will pay you money if you can help me lose the last 20 pounds that I'm supposed to lose.
Well, you need more than 20 pounds to lose.
Yeah, now that I've gone back up, actually.
I'm going to put out my ID.
I was down about 185.
Oh, okay. So
it's literally that easy, and I could do weekly weigh-ins.
Look at this.
I'm going to do it. So I don't know about y'all two other guys. I'm doing it.
If you can make me look like that again.
There's no.
Yes.
It's never going to happen. That is never going to happen.
3 months.
Oh, hell no. 3 months
before Christmas.
She's like, I'm not a miracle worker.
But then I'm a diabetic. It's hard for diabetics to get into shape.
If you eat the way you're supposed to eat and you have me training you, you will.
I believe it.
This is when I was 28, I think.
Three months.
3 months and plastic surgery.
Satan.
No, 3 months.
He's
going to
be like, oh boy, what's his name?
Let me see your ID. Is there a weight on here?
No.
You're 6'3"?
When you're filling out the application, it asks for it.
You look like a thug right here, like for real.
I know. Here, let me see.
But
are you going to pound me?
Hey, let's take a picture of that and put it online so that way we can
Seriously.
Yeah, this guy looks like you would be on bottom in jail.
What if we do this workout thing like we're doing?
I think you can do that.
And she puts me at that, and I'm like, I don't think it'll happen.
I think you could.
It absolutely could happen.
We could do that, like the Chloe show, you know? Revenge body.
Yeah, the revenge body.
That's too hard. I think you know how much I weighed? I was 201.
You're going to lose all those big girls you've been messing with.
And I'm 100. I don't know. I think I'm 140, 150 pounds or something.
Right.
Like that.
But what she's saying is.
What did I weigh at last time?
We'll get to that.
100, I mean 300.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But what she's saying is, here's the reason why you're saying you can't do it. It's because you don't have the. Well, here's Jaime's biggest problem. He's a father part time, right? He's a part time dad. He gets
every
a son.
Every weekend and it's part time.
Well, she's a full time mom, so what's your problem?
So, what happens is. His son's going to be staying with him during the summer, literally in a month and a half, right? Or 2 months from now.
He can come too.
And the son's going to be like, Dad, I want to get some McDonald's. So he's like, all right, boy, let's go to McDonald's. Yeah. And then they're going to eat three Big Macs, this, that.
No, every time my son comes over, it could be whatever vacation, 4th of July, President's Day, I'll get him all holidays, right? My baby, hey, you know this year. I said, oh, no, right? And I'll be working out. I do not work out when my son comes over because he wants to go here, there. Olive Garden, that's his favorite place. I'm like, God, dog, what can I eat there, man?
But what if you just say, what if you just say, we're going to eat better this year? Right. Go to, make healthy choices. You are the father.
Yeah.
And you are the one driving him.
So what do you think about this, the situation that he's in?
Oh, no excuses. Bring your son.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Already sounds like a plan.
I mean, because childhood
like
obesity.
A plan. I don't say it's gonna be a plan, but it sounds like a plan.
Childhood obesity is an issue, and if your kid's still eating like he's eating
he's not big.
No, but he can get that.
But
at
you're building a habit for him right now, when he's little, and he's gonna continue
it catches
that.
Up to
right
in his adult life. Like, look at me. What happened to me?
Shut up! You're retired.
Oh no,
I'm for real.
I'm going to pray for you.
We have a picture of Eric. We have a picture of Eric on the wall when he was 120 pounds. He's up there with Carly Patterson.
I was really thin to the point where people thought I was sickly ill.
I want people to come up to me like, are you
is
okay?
Is it the top picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look,
top to the left.
But look how much more my facial hair helps me not look fat. Like, I'm basically the same as in that picture, but I look so much more fat when I shave my beard.
Oh, talking about the one on the wall.
That's what I'm saying.
The one on the wall.
Forget the TV photo.
That don't even look like Eric right there.
That's me.
Yeah.
Dell, this is my moment.
That
so looked
like a little.
Don't try to ruin it.
That looked like a little Lou Diamond Phillips. Yeah. Part of La Bamba.
Can I get back to that, fam?
She goes, no, I'm not a
miracle
worker.
3 months. Yeah. 3 months.
Yes, but I'm not.
I don't
want
to.
You want to do that? You want to
some calories? You gotta. I gotta. Give you the work to put in. You gotta put in the work, and you also have to do your part when.
Right.
No, I don't want to get to that point. I was 120. That's not healthy.
Oh, that's
I was malnourished.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do a weigh-in. And we're going to see where everyone's at. We're going to have a, what do you call that?
Comparison?
Not a comparison, but a.
A character arc?
what?
What are you trying to
say? Irredeemable values? I don't know, Mike. You got to go somewhere to go.
Like
here.
A base point.
A baseline.
A baseline. There you go.
Wow.
It sounds like.
It's also in a song that's called a baseline there. So that you enjoy.
MZ Now.
All that coming up more.
Online at mznow.tv. MZ Now.
We got our new shows every Tuesday. Tuesday. We're back every week on a Tuesday.
Online at mznow.tv.
Tired of getting lost? you'll never need directions again with the Dexter Morgan GPS.
I'll be your dark passenger for today.
With killer features like state-of-the-art turn-by-turn directions,
turn left here,
interactive touchscreen,
keep your eyes off me and on the road,
and intelligent routing and rerouting.
If you want to live a little longer, do exactly as I say.
Powered by next-gen technology.
Programmed with Harry's code.
The Dexter Morgan GPS. It's the last GPS you will ever need.
We're here. You've reached your final destination.
Go! Nobody even knows what you look like half the time.
That's
Michael.
By design.
Michael Zavala.
I don't want pictures up there unless it looks like I'm doing something heroic.
MZ Now.
Hey, this is Mara Wilson, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
This is MZ Now.
So I know we're talking about being healthy and stuff, but I did just go to Red Lobster yesterday because it was my birthday last week. So
happy birthday!
Thank you,
birthday.
I appreciate it. I went to get the lobster.
God, you're getting old.
Fried lobster and waffle thing.
That's how you ever eat?
That looked awful, by the way.
Chicken and waffles.
It's chicken and waffles, but it's lobster and waffles. Yeah, and it was interesting. It's not great. If anyone's wanting to try it,
no.
So the waffle is basically one of their biscuits, like the Red Lobster biscuits, but in a waffle form, which you'd think would be good. But they fry it or toast it, and it destroys the taste.
Huh.
And then the lobster, the fried lobster is good. If it was a regular fried lobster with a regular waffle, it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they did too much. It was too much sauce. So that was my reference.
Well, now you know, America.
Hey, you know those cheesy biscuits are good, though. But
the biscuits are good.
I don't understand when you're coming out with they turned that biscuit into a damn waffle.
Right.
They must have just pancaked the damn thing. Yeah.
By the way, you could also pay me to help. You know, I can help you lose weight, too. I do the Seinfeld diet. You know, I go on the treadmill. I watch two Seinfelds. And then I basically starve myself with lean cuisines. That's all I eat all day. That's pretty much how I do it.
What's some other them dinners in the box?
TV dinners?
The microwave dinners.
That's what lean cuisines are.
Can I lose weight on that?
Yeah.
You can't.
Jennifer Hudson did it.
Yeah, you just got to eat the right ones.
I'm on the Jennifer Hudson diet.
Just one?
Jenny Craig.
Well,
diet.
The main or problem two. With like TV dinners is to make up for, you know, the lack of certain things, they put in a lot of extra fat and sodium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you get the ones with low sodium, low fat, low cholesterol, those
low calorie, all that stuff, it's like 250 calories a meal.
I think people are going to lose weight listening to this show. I'm going to tell everybody listen to this. We got some great ideas today.
Well, the most important thing is you listen to it.
No, I don't think I get to that weight, that picture I just showed you.
All right.
We're
going to do a weigh-in. All right.
Let me go first?
Yeah, because we already know Jaime's. We're going to have you do it anyway, just to make sure.
Okay.
All right, take your shoes off.
He's going to break the scale.
No.
Only out of anger. Only out of anger.
I bet anything you're going to be higher than what you were when you left.
By the way.
He was going to say to be continued.
No, that's not far from the truth.
the
scale only goes up to 300.
Oh.
And it passes the scale. But he's a big guy. Well, he's
6'3".
All right, so take your shoes off so that way you have the extra weight.
Take the tacones off.
Now I have Eric's weight from a year ago. We'll see where he's at now.
Jesus.
All right, so he just got on the scale.
I'm gonna say at least goes into three digits. I think I'm safe there.
Oh, yes, yeah. That is correct.
That's gonna be in three digits.
Eric is at 242, and a year ago he was at 240. So you only gained 2 pounds. So drink some more of that little Sonic Slushy there.
I'm gonna go celebrate.
All right,
by eating
cheeseburger.
let's do Jaime.
God, Keller's burger sounds so good.
And then Dale, you're next. We're gonna have you in here. We're gonna replay. By the way, the biggest loser is Bobby because Bobby's now like at 240 because of stress and marriage issues.
Oh yeah, he's not eating right.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna commit suicide before next year, and I'll win just because it'll be like by the time I decompose, it'll be like nothing.
So Jaime just got on the scale. He is. It showed 320.
Uh-huh.
Last year he was 325.
Oh wow.
So he's lost 5 pounds.
Harris got hungry.
It took you a whole year to lose 5 pounds. Congratulations.
Hey, at least I didn't gain it.
Let's go eat.
Let's go.
Let's go have that seafood.
That's because he had to amputate a foot, though, from the
chicken
diabetes.
And waffles.
No, but I just finished breakfast earlier, so I might be a little bit lighter.
Whatever.
Right. No, I just ate got before it. I got here.
I got here. Yeah, please don't. Yeah,
like, empty the pockets, please.
Okay, go ahead.
The glasses. Take the glasses off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. He's a Dennis of all of
us. 198.
Oh, wow.
He's good. Put your shoes back on, please. Put your shoes back on.
Where did you think you were, Dell? Did you? I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. You got to get your mic. All right, Jaime, where were you? 320?
Yeah.
And then Eric was 242, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a year ago I was 185. I've gone up.
Wow. I say if I could lose 100 pounds,
that's
I'd be
down
all right.
from that's down from 230 2 years ago. So I gotta get back on it.
Get back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to lose 80 pounds.
So do you really want to lose 80 pounds? That's the question.
80 pounds to put me at. Oh.
Calculator.
No, 80 pounds. I want to get to 160.
Yeah, that's really? What I'm.
What, between 160 and 170.
Okay.
That's my goal too. So I got 40 pounds.
I want to.
That was like really. Why is it too thin?
It just. I mean, it just depends on how you want to look.
I want to look fabulous, like you.
Yeah.
He wants to work out with you and your. What
the reason
husband.
Why? No, the reason why.
Bring your husband. He's gonna say.
The reason why I want
to
work out with her is because if I make a commitment to her, I know that I'm going to have to be there to do it.
See, right, I'm
because
more like that, too.
All right.
Yeah, if it's left up to me, yeah. I'll go to the gym once or twice a month. If I'm like meeting somebody there or I have an arrangement or partner, well, I'll hit it every
And you know
time.
Her personality. She's going to be like, why are you not here? And she's going to verbally abuse you.
Yes,
especially
Jack,
if you don't show up.
Yeah. Right. And that's why when we were talking last Twerksgiving, I was like, this might be the one to get you guys in shape.
Well, Dejna was supposed to be the one too, right?
Even if it's twice a week, it's just 30 minutes.
See, like, I could do that twice a week for half an hour.
Dejna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's pregnant now.
She's not longer here.
So it's over for her.
Yeah, she's done.
I don't know what she's doing.
Say you have an appointment and you got to go just 30 minutes real quick.
30 minutes.
See? But see,
you can do anything in 30 minutes.
But see, I have a gym at my house too. Like I have a weight bench and a bunch of other stuff. So if you like taught me what to do, yeah, I could go do it every day, you know, get home.
So as long as you work out 30 minutes a day, say people would lose weight.
If I knew what I was doing.
But and your eating habits change that.
Yeah, that's right.
Calories in, calories out. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
See, he was trying to get it over on you.
She just said 30 minutes a day. I said, all right, I can do that. Because
you're gonna burn the calories. You just, you're about to go eat.
So what if you eat and then you go work out? Is that good or bad for you?
No, that's good. You're supposed to eat.
Like, say if I had some tacos and barbacoa.
No.
But then I go work out.
But you're going to be throwing up. I mean, yeah, that's good. But you're going to be.
But here's the deal.
You're super sick.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to eat, let's say, 3,000 calories.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And then you said, I'm going to go work out for 30 minutes. You're going to burn 250 calories. So you didn't do anything.
But when I had a personal trainer before, what they did is they had me eat a half cup of rice beforehand. So that you have the starches and the carbs that you burn off during the exercise so you don't get hungry. And then afterwards, you just go have protein or protein shake. Or like
see,
a
I do
burger
yes,
with
you
no
bring
padding.
A protein shake.
But you want protein afterwards, usually,
yes.
because it's rebuilding the muscle. You eat it before, you want to burn off carbs.
Well, you know, that's the difference between me because I can't eat carbs at all. So I can't eat rice. Rice.
But you do anyways.
Wait, I thought rice was one of the few you can eat if you can't
No,
eat
that's
carbs.
Nothing but carbs. That's a rice. That's like they say rice.
Yeah, but how much bread do you eat, though?
Will
yeah,
right. be hard you eat to bread. Burn off. No, I don't know how to eat bread double.
You had a bunch of rolls yesterday.
Oh.
Where?
The Papado's bag.
I didn't eat that bread. I just ate the meat and sweet
and the rice.
And the bag.
And the utensils.
Oh
but the hardest thing is for you is going to be the eating aspect of it. I think
the
that
hardest
you could,
thing will be with my son. That's the hardest
Well, then you
thing.
Need to lay down the law and you need to put your foot down and say, we're not going to eat Olive Garden.
That
we're going
right
to do this.
There, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to turn out like that. Like, I'd say it, but we make sure she tries to eat better because I don't want her, you know, developing like me and her mom. Like, I want her having better decisions right, you know, earlier in life.
Eat tuna.
Yeah. Or you could be like me and just starve yourself and drink Red Bull
don't
all day.
Starve yourself.
Well, yeah.
That's nothing but sugar right there.
She's no, it's
See,
sugar
my
free.
Main thing is either is the it? Beer or yeah. the drinking. No, like, not. If I could cut those back dramatically, I'd probably cut a third of my calories.
Y'all don't
a day
pay attention out. To Michael. Sugar free Red Bull. That don't happen.
Yeah.
I'm always stay trim, but I was trying to get a little bit more trimmed up for this
but
wedding.
But how old are you, Michael?
I watched you eat number salmon.
83.
So I guess that's
32.
You're right about at that age where you're going to hit and start ballooning naturally.
Well,
about 32, 33, 34, that's when your body metabolism drastically starts
changing.
Yeah,
but I'm also hyperactive.
See, that's
and
another
I, you
thing.
Know.
I'm old.
Two kids
that's another thing. I'm old. I'm 40. I'm 42.
Well, see, and that's when I started gaining weight is when I moved up to the office job. Like, so I used to be out in the shop. I was doing physical labor. I was on my feet 8 hours a day. Now I sit 8 hours a day in a comfy chair. Like, that certainly didn't help at all. You know, a third of my day is now inactive.
And that's me. Look, I tattoo all night. I'm sitting down, but I don't eat. I just eat once before I go to work.
But that's also a bad thing.
You know, you should all damn night. You know, you
should
do?
You should tattoo while sitting on one of those bouncy balls.
Okay, look, let me tell you.
Oh, then
healthy. Yeah, the healthy bouncy ball while you're tattooing. That way you can get some exercise.
Right. Then my line's gonna be all rattled.
Right. The professional's trying to speak. Yeah, here. Let her talk. She's been trying to give you.
Yeah, clowning and joking.
Just get in where you fit in.
The truth. Tell us the truth.
No, what I do is I carry rice cakes in the car with me.
Yeah.
Say I'm on the go.
But that's
I carry that
carbs,
with me.
Right?
But no, it's really no carbs.
Right, yeah, rice.
It's carbs in the rice cake.
It's nothing. It's
rice
like,
is starch, but not as much carbohydrates as like other types of starches. That's like the one thing they tell me that it's okay to eat.
I just, that or some almonds. Like keep something in your body every 2 to 3 hours. Just something light, just keep it in your body. If you're on the go, carry something with some trail mix. Unsalted.
Right. What's that for?
Unsalted.
So you won't be hungry.
And you can have keep a fast metabolism because if you just eat once a day, it's going to slow down your metabolism. Yeah.
Like I have oranges, pre-peeled oranges, from Tom Thumb or somewhere. But I just carry the bowl with me at work or there, and I'll just eat that.
And I got
so it's a lot of fiber, citric acids.
I was going to say, Jaime has no excuse because he has a fridge in his where he works.
I got some mangoes in there right now. But
that's what I'm saying.
They smell like straight hooch.
Yeah, but you don't
take
eat
a little
them.
Break.
That's like alcohol.
You know you take little breaks and just go over and just put something in your mouth and then keep going.
Yeah.
That's it.
Prepare your food for the day and bring it with you. Put it in the fridge or whatever.
Sometimes I'll be worried. I'll be like, oh, man, I feel like I hate it.
When I would break at the barber shop, I'd keep egg whites and chicken in a container. And I'd eat it cold just like that. Like not cold because it was fridge, but I'd bring it with me and so I'd eat it like chips.
And eggs are great too. You can kind of yolk and just do the whites if you want, but tons of proteins, great for you. It's great for your heart. I love eggs.
I need to start cooking. I don't do the
You need
cooking.
Help.
Here's how you need to start out.
Cook.
You need to do the lean cuisine thing. As you start losing some weight, start implementing better stuff, fish, things like that.
And Michael, is there no excuse?
You think I'll get back to the picture?
Yeah.
And then have yourself a cheat day. That way you have something to look forward to.
Yes.
You know, like, oh.
But it's one cheat day.
Yeah. I'm putting
one meal.
You know.
Give me a big Route 44.
But it makes it easier if you know. It makes it easier not to eat something today if you know that in 3 days you're going to be able to eat whatever you want.
All right. We're getting close to the end of the show. Fab, give your final thoughts. You've heard both of them complain and talk about what they want to do and that they're probably
not going to
do it.
We're probably not going to do it.
Did I not
come back?
I thought I was doing a really good job.
Is this
going to
be a 6-month thing or a 3-month thing? When are we going to see you again?
Okay, so what I want to do, and we'll figure this out with everyone's schedule, but I want to do where you guys actually work out with her one day and we film that.
I love it.
How crazy would that be?
I would love that.
I'm down. Are you down, Jaime?
Yeah, we could do that.
Let me see.
I don't want to hear no excuses, Jaime.
What gym?
Let's do let's go to a park.
You can go to the park.
At the park. We could do Keys Park.
Yeah.
Or Trinity Grove.
What kind of exercise are you going to be out there at Keys Park? Just walk?
Here's one thing. I'm out on burpees, though.
Body weight training.
Out on burpees.
No, I don't do burpees.
I don't do squats. I ain't doing no damn squats.
I'm doing whatever you want me to do.
Right.
I'm not making any excuses.
I'll work around. I'll find some other exercise.
I'm open and flexible.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with some sort of monetary prize.
Okay.
For whoever wins or whoever loses the most weight. In a short amount of time, I will out of my own pocket. I will pay something.
How many?
For you guys. I don't know how much.
I'm gonna win. Just take something from Michael.
Right.
That's my goal.
Can we say something that we want?
Your goal.
Our goal. If I reach my goal, then I get this. We can name our prize.
He wants a Mac or whatever.
The motivation.
No. But within a price range.
How about you guys all get a gift card to KFC?
Yeah.
That's
not what I want.
Golden Corral.
A trip to Miami or something.
I was going
to
say.
See now.
I'll go on vacay if right. I reach my body goal. You know,
I was going to say, because we're supposed to go to
LA.
LA in
so you
want to
play
September.
You want to pay for your trip?
The trip? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll do this. If you get me down to a weight.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll just pay for the plane flight. How about that?
Okay. All right. Cool. Awesome.
I'll make this deal. If you get me down to the weight I want to be, I will contribute to Twerksgiving.
You will twerk.
I will compete. Yeah,
there you go.
If we can get me down to the level
you and the
I'm
frog.
Happy with,
you and the frog.
Me with the frog.
The hermit the toad.
The toad.
Yeah.
I will compete.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Jaime, if you lose, how many pounds are you wanting to lose?
I'm not going to lose what I want to lose because I'm already way up there. And
pick something realistic.
You can do it.
Something you think you can get
to. That's because you're doubting yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
No, but that's not.
Yes.
How long are we doing this for?
Yeah, that's the question too.
Let's do a 3 month thing. Let's just see where we're at in 3 months.
Well, how much weight can you weigh? Yeah. Losing 3 months.
She told you she can. She told you.
I can get you 20 pounds.
Yeah.
In 3 months.
In 1 month, you can lose 20 pounds. Wow. If you eat right.
Right. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So give yourself 20 pounds in 3 months.
Cook,
okay, so you know? Everyone. 20
that
pounds.
That's fair for everybody. 20 pounds in 3 months. Yes. That way it doesn't matter how big or how small.
All right, do 20 pounds in 3 months.
That's across the board. Because I want to lose at least that. Yeah.
But she said she can do 20 pounds in 1 month. That's what she said.
And that's if
you're willing.
That's
if you
can lose.
Right.
That times three, that's what, 60 pounds.
You're putting way too much on her. You think that she's just going to have like a magic wand.
Yeah.
Go.
Wait a minute. He's like, wait a minute. She said she gonna lose 20 pounds.
It's not her. It's you.
She's just telling you. She's giving you the instructions to do what you need to do to lose the 20 pounds.
Here's what I say. I say we do a carrot.
I can't be behind you. I don't have a camera on you.
Yeah, right. Box me.
I say we do a carrot and a stick. If you lose the 20 pounds, you get the reward. If you don't, we go out and get a chainsaw and we take the remaining pounds off till you hit 20 pounds.
Here's the deal. You're going to lose. We're going to be serious here for a second. You're going to lose this weight one way or another because your diabetes get worse. They're going to have to cut off a leg or something, right? You're going to lose the weight eventually. Might as well be healthy.
That's dangerous.
Oh, I was telling you about the chainsaw.
He wants to kill me now. Damn.
We're taking fingers and toes and ankles till we get you down.
That's right.
True.
Because if we don't take it off, the diabetes will.
Right. 20 pounds sound good.
20 pounds sound good. It's going to be hard to gain weight when you don't have any arms or legs to put food in your mouth.
Right.
Do it for your health. Do it for your health, Jaime.
Yes. Do it for your child. Yes. You have a kid you gotta look after,
and that's,
right?
That's a big one.
So final thoughts. Without interruption, let's give her the floor.
What I can do is, y'all have Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
So the way that we're going to do this, you're going to document everything you eat. Even if you're tattooing, you're going to be like, quick snack. It's a quick, that's why I'm always on Snapchat. This one I'm about to eat real quick. That is the only way I can keep an eye on y'all. And then I'm going to be working y'all out.
Now, out of curiosity, what about something like MyFitnessPal where you can link accounts to
what if we
like,
don't
see what
do
other
it?
People are doing? Because one of the things is... Like,
I'm going to give y'all a meal plan.
That sounds great. All right.
But are you going to follow it?
Yeah, usually I'm pretty good. If somebody lays something out for me, I'm pretty good about sticking to it. Okay. It's that when I feel like I'm ignorant and I don't know anything about it, I try to do research and I just get frustrated and then I don't
But
do
then again,
else.
I don't do no cooking, man.
Okay.
That's the thing that
Maybe I can find it somewhere.
But cooking is fun, too.
Yes, they have meal plans that you can buy. Meal prep meals.
Not sponsored by Blue Apron.
What about all these big girls you're messing with? None of them can make you some food if you tell them, hey, I need these.
I'm sure they can.
There you go.
I'll be lifting them up, too, though. I'm sure they're eating.
Yeah, they got enough.
And a lot of times, don't forget about fish. Like, just because it's not convenient to go to fast food.
Long John Silver's place.
Like, we're just go to Long John Silver's. But, like, at home, that fish is super easy to make.
Yeah.
Super delicious. You can flavor it however you like. It's got, fish.
Yes.
Just grab, like, pre cut salmon, tilapia.
I had bought salmon patties from Costco, and I never ate them because I thought they were nasty.
Go to like Sprouts or somewhere where it's halfway decent. Just buy 2 or 3 days worth. Don't buy the big box.
Or something. I get the bags at Walmart, like the 4 pound bags.
Yeah.
Tilapia. Sway or cod.
But then I hear tilapia is like man-made fish and it's dangerous because it's got so many toxins in it and it's not even healthy.
No,
everything's unhealthy.
I'm already unhealthy.
I'd rather eat the stuff that makes me look good. Yeah. That's unhealthy.
Why are you trying to put some poison in me because I'm already jacked up?
That's what I tell people. I've gotten that a lot. People message me, isn't that bad for you using fish? Because for prep, the last 3 months, it's fish every day.
Yeah.
Fish for me. I would eat fish salad. Ceviche, I'd have to switch it up because I was like, oh my God.
Oh, shrimp tacos, fish tacos.
I had to switch it up. I had to.
There's so fried catfish.
One whole wheat tortilla.
I love catfish.
Okay, like,
I eat that anytime.
It's crazy. Like, you're just like, I can't believe it.
But salmon is so good. Like, you put it on a wood plank.
Yeah,
on a
salmon.
Toaster.
You can eat it on
salmon
a grill.
With Michael ordered. That was pretty good.
I do it with honey.
And some Chinese
oh my gosh.
Honey and Worcestershire.
On that wood?
Yeah, honey, Worcestershire, and lemon is like the best.
You're getting all hungry now.
I'm gonna make that for dinner
tonight.
By the
frozen veggies, like it's so fast, so easy, and I'm telling you, there's lots of people out there I know that prep meals.
Fish is like 2 to 5 minutes to make, especially if you do like tilapia.
Yes,
you sear it, flip it over, sear it, and
fish sticks take about 15 minutes if you preheat the oven. I mean, you could do that easy.
In a big pan.
Hey, so fish sticks are good for you?
The bread.
What are you talking about?
No,
bread.
I was just messing with you.
Once you bread it,
I like these fish sticks, dog.
No, if you want to fried fish, let me tell you, what to go with. And this is what I do when I want fried fish. Okay. You get whole wheat cereal, like, what do they call them? Wheat flakes. Yeah, and they don't have no salt. They don't, like, and they're wheat.
Yeah.
So I use that. I crush it up, and I use that as the bread. And I still, I get the fish, I put it in the egg, and I put it in there.
Yeah, that works really well.
Yes, and it's still healthy, and you fry it in olive oil or coconut oil. So that's another way of going with it. Like, you just have to find something to substitute.
I'm going
to
have to write this down.
I used to take multigrain Cheerios and, like, just grind them up into a powder, and that stuff works great.
Yes. For snort, that right?
That snort, yeah.
All right, just to recap. As of today, you have... The goal is 20 pounds in 3 months. Whoever gets to that, because we know that
whoever gets to that first, or whoever gets to it, they also get part of the prize.
You know what? I think let's say all three of you got 20 pounds, you know, in 3 months or whatever, we would figure out something, maybe a group prize.
Okay,
for everybody.
Riding a limo.
Yeah,
that's the.
I'm only gonna buy Jesus one though, because I know probably only one is gonna get this.
That's a challenge.
If we're being realistic.
Thank you, Michael. I don't think
Eric's going to make it. Eric likes to go out partying and drink a lot.
No, he
doesn't. I'm going to be at the park. Yeah. Now, y'all just have to show up.
Yeah. Okay, so here's...
Because I go.
Just to recap, 20 pounds, 3 months, whoever gets it, we have a prize. We are in the next few weeks, we'll figure it out, a schedule. We're going to film you guys working out with her at a park, and we're going to see... This will be a good indication of how this thing's going
to
work
out.
What
do we need to bring to the park?
Like yourself.
Weights or just water.
Okay.
And yourself.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll figure this out. And we'll have a camera crew up there. Probably.
So
just
are we just
going to
walk or something?
No.
No.
Oh,
you'll wait and see. We'll figure this out. We'll get it to everybody's schedule. It'll be great. And.
You ready? No, I'm not.
It's the gay against the straights.
The gay
who's
against
win?
The straights. I'm the biggest loser.
Yeah. I wonder if history can tell us.
All right, and then the other thing you guys have to do starting tomorrow is document everything you eat.
On Snapchat.
Even if you got to type it in your little notepad and then take a picture of it and send it to her on Snapchat. You guys are friends with her on Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then just send her all that information so that way she can keep an eye on what you're doing. Okay? But we'll start as of tomorrow. You have 30.
How many meals is that?
Oh my gosh.
Per day? Five meals?
You have 5 to 7 meals.
So we
got to
send you 5 pictures a day.
You have a breakfast.
No, just write it all down.
A
lunch meal, a snack, and then dinner.
Damn.
Yeah. 1, 2. Yeah, that's 5.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't eat 5 times a day. That's too much. Okay. Then do breakfast, lunch, dinner, but in between those, do a snack.
See, I don't eat breakfast.
It could be a parfait.
For me,
it can be
my first meal.
Like
is
I said,
lunch.
I eat twice. And it's,
right, but that's what you're saying is bad, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to figure that out.
It changes your body
no
to like go
time
longer
to go
in between.
Out and get nothing
no,
else
I'm telling you,
working on somebody's body.
Get you some trail mix, unsalted, or some almonds,
some
rice cakes.
Dude, dry fruit
with the to-go peanut butter too. Like, just dip it.
Done.
Have you ever tried the to-go? I mean, the to-go. The dried fruits.
Yes.
Just like those are like I can just sit and eat those at work.
How many rice cakes you eat per whatever?
Oh, you can eat you
per
can
disappointment.
Three. You can eat 3 while you're there. That'll be like a meal. 3.
All right.
Or you can eat 2.
That's the problem too. What if I don't like it? You're like,
force yourself to eat it.
But hey, they have different flavors. They have chocolate. My favorite is caramel.
Yeah, I've had the caramel ones.
They're
good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the brand?
Oh, I wouldn't mind having those. Quaker.
It's Quaker's got them. Yeah, and they're like a big. They look like little like a bread bag essentially.
So I'll get some today. Hyman needs help with. A list of
yes, because
a schedule.
She's like, eat carrots. How many carrots can I eat?
How many carrots?
Can I eat the whole garden?
That's what it is.
If I eat 100 carrots,
but then if I don't like it, I'm just gonna eat none.
Just eat it.
You need to eat it.
You're full.
Here's what Nick Offerman said about vegetables. He's the guy that plays Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec.
Right.
But in his book, he wrote this. And I thought it made a lot of sense. He's like, eat more greens, eat more vegetables, even if that just helps you live long enough to keep eating more meat. Like, that's the reason he does it. He's like, I'm not going to cut down on the things I enjoy. He's like, but I'm going to cram some extra vegetation in my mouth to make sure the systems are working so that I can continue to eat.
Right.
So if you want to think about it like that.
If we drank what do they call that? The juice?
Water.
Like, a green juice, whatever
juicing?
The hell?
Oh,
is that like food?
Is that like what?
Food, like
eating?
If I went and bought me some green juices, like pomegranate juice?
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with that.
And some of the calories and sugar. Yeah. They can tell you that it doesn't have anything. So it's rather you do it your natural way. Yeah. Like you do it.
I'll say two things. Any juice that's been not.
He's like, I gotta do that.
But here's the other thing. If you're gonna eat, if you're gonna drink juice, eat the fruit. It comes with all the fibers and more of the vitamins. They also don't store it for a year and have to artificially flavor it again. So like oranges are better than orange juice. Grapes are better than grape juice.
Yeah. Because
you're getting so much more out of it too.
And you add more chemicals to the drink, right?
And it pulls all the poop out of your butt. It's great.
Ew. Yeah.
I guess we can talk about this off air.
We'll figure all this stuff out. Yeah. But anyway, what is your contact, your social media information? So if anybody wants to contact you.
My Facebook is Fabiola Moreno.
Uh-huh.
My Instagram is FabiolaM21. And my Snapchat is Fabiola Moreno 21.
All right.
So should I spell it out?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's FABIOLA, then Moreno, MORENO.
All right, so we're really doing this time. We've set out challenges before.
I'm actually glad that two other people are doing this with me because this will make me way more likely to go through it.
But I heard that before from
somebody
else.
You always need somebody to hold you accountable.
Right. Yeah. And we'll have her back in a few weeks, and we'll do a weigh-in.
I'm going to get on to y'all.
Bobby. Bobby said the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have her back in a few weeks, and we'll do a weigh-in. You know, once we kind of get this thing going, we'll figure out what works for her. We'll have her back. We'll just do a quick weigh-in, see where you're
at. You know what we also could do is, like, with MyFitnessPal, we can compete against each other, too. Or, like, if y'all have a smartwatch, like, it'll allow you to, like, count steps compared to somebody else throughout the day so you can see what they're doing. It'd be like, no, I'm going to let Jaime win.
Right.
I'm
going to
go back and forth and do some,
By the way, that's not going to happen. You're never going
to
say that.
I'm going to be on that PS4. Damn, I need to go work out.
You need to get yourself a VR with a treadmill so it looks like you're walking.
I was going to say,
Oh, hey, yeah. Right.
And like when you play video games, I've learned to just stand and play video games just because you're using your core to balance yourself. When you're sitting down, it all just, you're not using any muscles. Yeah. So like I try to remember if I'm going to play a video game, I stand up to play it now. That's really that's cool, my good.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, the VR thing.
That's a good idea.
Cool. I play a lot of video games. That's why.
You can also do like races across, like if you want to go down like streets of Paris, France, you can get on a treadmill, select Paris, France, and it'll like walk you through. So you can like see a whole other city on Earth.
Yeah.
While you're getting
on the
walking.
VR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty cool.
All right. We got to go. We're way over time. But thank you so much for coming by. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. We're also going to do competition against you guys. You know, you guys are going to have to compete against each other. So we're going to have like WWE style like threats and ads against each
like
other
this.
That we'll produce. So that'll be fun.
So we'll run a false narrative.
This is going to be crazy, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited about it. All right. Thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.